You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this one came in from Haley, and we will straight up tell you that we had not heard of this before, but it makes me start to wonder how long this has been going on, and I've just been naive. Here's her note. Hello, boys. I'm trying to decide if something is really, really sweet or is basically a scam. A friend of a friend is getting married in a couple of weeks, and it's one of those weddings that was delayed twice because of COVID. Yeah, okay. A lot of that, right?
That sucks, yeah.
The couple registered at some of the usual places. Let me pause here. What would you think are the, like,
Target,
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Target's
Target.
A biggie, yeah.
Some people are doing it at Amazon now. And stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the couple registered at some of the usual places and had quite a few things picked out, but now the word is out that several of those things are not for them.
Gasp.
They picked out a bunch of items for the registry that their parents need, and they included them. Some people think it's a cool idea, but my friend is furious because she happened to pick one of those things that the parents will end up getting, and she is furious. She asked me if she thought she should ask for it back or ask for her money back. Once people found out, the couple getting married explained that their parents have been super supportive of them their whole lives and that this was the couple's way of giving back to their parents. My friend pointed out that they're not giving back to the parents. We are. Wondered if you've heard of this before and what you think of the idea.
Man.
That is from Haley with no I. H-A-L-E-Y.
What do we think of this idea, DT? It's a little shady. It's a little shady is what it is. But I kind of like it.
Well, you would.
I kind of like it.
I'm waiting to see what our listeners say before I even comment.
I know, because you don't want to give away too much. Might steal
well,
what some people say.
I'm curious what our listeners think. So what the couple has done is they've set up these gift registries. They've put a bunch of things on there for
they
their mom
need,
and dad.
They don't need them.
And they didn't tell anybody up front. It's just once the word got out, they explained.
And it's like, then again, it's like, me, you know, mom and dad maybe have chipped in to help pay for this big wedding. And it's a little way to give back and say, hey, thanks. You know, here's a couple things that you guys could enjoy. Thank you for helping us with our wedding.
Man, if we ever needed a five calls says it all. It is for this. I insist that our listeners fill up the phones right now and tell us, is this a, well, here's the choices that Haley gave us. She says, is it really, really sweet or is it basically a scam?
We know you have an opinion on this.
303-691-1MIX. Don't wait for other people to call. We want you to call right now. And if it's busy, hang up and call back till you get through. 303-691-1649. Let me ask you before we go to break.
Yeah.
What's your prediction on the five calls says it all?
My prediction is that a majority of the people will say, let them do it. Let them do it.
My prediction is that the majority of our listeners will say that this is despicable. That's what I think. That opened lines up. If you've been trying to get through, call immediately and fill up these lines. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Haley says a friend of a friend is getting married in a couple of weeks, and when they did their wedding registry at the usual places, it turns out that a whole bunch of the things on the registry are not for the couple getting married, but for their parents, because they say, well, our parents have been really supportive of us through the years. They need some things, so we put them on our registry. Haley saying, is this a sweet idea? Or is it basically a scam?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the words that she used. So we're going to go through the lines here and see what Dom and Jeremy listeners think about this. Ian, you're up first. Good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
It's Friday, buddy. We're doing great.
Yep.
Amen to that.
So what do you think? Sweet or scam?
The premise is sweet, but the execution was pretty scammy.
It's got a tinge of scammy to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's shady is what
so
it
how
is.
So how do you think it's both? I mean, how do you think it's sweet and a scam?
Well, speaking to like what you guys were saying before was that, yeah, I mean, if the parents are really supportive of the whole thing, I mean, that's great. But if you wanted to do it the right way, why not just make a registry for both you and then your parents and let your friends know about it up front? It's like, if you want to support our parents, we have a registry separate for them. We want to do something for them.
Mm.
But then again, it's like, you know, you're just given the gift and what they do with it is really none of your business, you know? You're just given the gift. I mean, who's to say that they're not re-gifting it as a white elephant gift at Christmas, you know? You have no say over what they do.
You want to know where your money goes? I'd like, if I was my friends would tell me, I'd be like, hey, I'd like to know where my money goes. I work for it, too.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't go to the wedding. I wouldn't buy a gift because I hate weddings. But but it's like, I'm doing my part in giving the gift. So it's like, what they do is what they do.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for your vote on this.
Yeah, man.
All right. So there's one vote for scam. Let's see what Diana says. Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Sweet or scam?
I was saying sweet, and I'm on the same page with Jeremy, because I think you're going to get him a gift one way or another. So what does it matter what they do with the gift? And if they want to, like, repay their parents, then that's on them, and they're being nice.
Yeah, it's who cares? They're doing what they want with the gift.
Mm-hmm.
What's better, getting a gift and giving it to the parents, or like in my case where I still have wedding gifts sitting in my basement from years ago that haven't even been opened? You know, wow. I mean, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. At least they're getting used.
Listen, you are going to get zero sympathy out of me about your wedding gifts, Jeremy, after the scam you pulled.
I had my own little scam. I sure did.
Diana, thank you very much for your vote. That's one vote each. Scam, sweet. And lines are open. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You should call us immediately.
Come on.
Here's Sandra. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So what do you think about this?
I think it's a scam, and the reason is because we have sympathy for young kids just starting out. They're getting married. They don't have anything. And I might have a tendency to spend a little more in that light than if I knew it was for the parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you know that they've been together for a long time, they've lived together, they have everything?
That's always possible. It just depends on the circumstances. And I agree with the first caller that said, then make it clear that the registry's for both of us. It does feel like they were trying to hide that tidbit. And I don't know why this person found out to begin with, but...
Because they're nosy.
I also see Jeremy's point that we don't know what happens to it after we give it to them. But we assume if they sign up for something in a registry, it's because they need it or want it.
You know what's worse is I've heard of people like taking things they received at the wedding and returned them and gotten like gift cards and cash versus the gift.
Yeah.
That's worse, I think.
You're always going to have those people.
That's worse.
Those people.
Those jerks.
Sandra, thank you so much for calling the show. I hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
See you later.
All right, thank you for being on the show. Here's Jody. Jody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Super.
Well, we're doing great. I'm just curious what you think about Haley's friends and their parents.
Well, I'm going to have to say both. So I think it's a really sweet idea to reward your parents. I mean, obviously, they spent a lot of money doing this. But I think the execution is wrong, like your first caller said. I think they should have said, you know what? We need gift cards. And then nobody would care what they did with the gift cards. And then they could either give their parents the gift cards.
Well, what's the difference?
Buy what they needed.
What's the difference between handing them a gift card or handing them a box of pots and pans?
Well, not a whole lot, but I do think it was a little shady that they didn't tell anybody what they were doing.
Listen, let's just be honest, all right? Everyone's tiptoeing around this, and everyone's trying to be so... That's not politically correct. Everyone's just trying to be very gentle about this. It's a scam. If you don't tell people what you're doing, and you allow people to believe, I am getting these gifts for my friends... And instead, the gifts are being funneled off to somebody else. If it wasn't a scam, they would have told everybody up front.
I agree.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, this is probably happening all the time. They should have been better at keeping their mouth shut. They should have shut their mouth.
I mean, if we're at a point where we say, hey, you know, they could just, you know, end up leaving them in their basement anyway, or if they could just, that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's a different, you know, we could do an entire show on whether or not there should even be gift registries or all that.
I'm sick of giving gifts for everything.
Everything's a gift grab these days, right? And these guys are no different, Jody. They're just being shady.
They just got caught this time.
Nobody wants to say that.
They just got caught.
Yeah, exactly. They got busted. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Right, and nobody would have been any the wiser for it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks for taking the time. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, I will. You guys, too.
Ciao.
Now, listen, Jeremy, don't get me wrong.
What?
I think they get creativity points, and
it's kindness credit on their part. I mean, they're doing a kind thing for their parents, but in a weird, twisted kind of way.
But they're not being kind to their wedding guests because they're not being transparent about anything. So they don't exactly
try to get me on.
They're going to try to get me. We are going to try to get you on, Emily. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Really good.
What do you think of this idea?
Well, I'm of the opinion this is all American culture, and we should do what my Asian friends do and just give cash, because it's all consumerist culture, and we just need, people need cash to give to their parents for paying for the wedding, whatever it is. Like, this is the whole gift-giving culture of America, and at Asian weddings, you bring in a red envelope, you give them cash, and they do whatever the heck they want with it.
Mm. I like that.
That's not just an Asian thing. I mean, that happens in a lot of cultures.
I had
a little basket
at my wedding for envelopes, you know, full of fat stacks of cash.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the whole thing of paying to dance with the bride and everything, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
That whole weird tradition.
But then is it okay to give the bride and groom cash and then they give the cash to the parents?
I think so. I mean, did the parents help pay for the wedding? I don't know.
Okay, then what's the difference of handing them a box of pots and pans? Say, hey, Mom and Dad, you need this. Your cookware sucks. We don't need this. Here.
Cookware sucks.
Everyone's cookware sucks.
Hey, Christmas is coming, Emily. Get your mom some new pans.
Emily, have a great day. Thanks for taking the time, all right?
Thank you. My son did this to me. Thank you.
Bye. That's a funny call.
Thanks.
My mom's pots and pans suck.
Well, so three of the five, we did a five call says all. Three of the five said it was a scam. Two said that it was sweet. I'm not surprised that it was kind of basically split.
And I'm still in the camp of I'm doing my part. I'm giving them a gift. And what they do with it after I give is up to them.
You know what this is going to do? This is going to hurt the registry business overall, because now, again, if this has happened once, it's probably happened 10,000 times.
Or is it going to improve it? Because people are still adding more things onto the registry that other people need.
I don't think so. I think it will hurt the registry business, because now more and more people are going to say, why am I bothering to, quote, give the couple a gift?
If it's going to go somewhere else.
When it's not even going to them. I mean, this whole gift grab for everybody is just a little nuts, isn't it? I think this will hurt the registry business.
It's nuts.
People are going to say, why do I even need to bother? I can't trust where it's going. Like I said, yours was a big scam too.
Yeah,
so
you
don't even get to sound off on this. It was years ago. Thank you so much to Haley for writing in. I want to thank her because I've never heard this before. And maybe it's been going on a long time. It's new to us.
Yep.
And thanks to everybody who called, and we're already getting a lot of Facebook messages on this as well.
A lot. Thank you.
Appreciate it.